It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The final hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. Welcome back. Rob Lonzo and you. Renewal by Anderson to the Carolinas Fan Phone, 844-FANFONE. That's 844-326-3663. Text us 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. We're reading them on the air. Texas said, my five-year-old son at the time gave me a Baby Yoda neon green wristband. I rocked it for almost 3 years. Until it broke. I get it.
Yeah, you got to do it. I mean, yeah. You don't have to, but you just, I mean, there's just something about it.
I totally concur.
You know, because you know it comes from a pure place.
For sure.
I think that adds to it.
For sure. Like I said, I do not have kids. I don't intend to have kids, but my little nieces and nephews and cousins from around both fams love them dearly. One of them hooks me up with a macaroni necklace. That thing is becoming part of the wardrobe. I am buying clothes to match the macaroni necklace. All right? It's part of what I do now. I love it.
Well, yellow is not really in your wardrobe right now, so that would be kind of cool if someone gave you a macaroni necklace.
First off, it could be. I'm a muted earth tones guy, is what I've been informed of.
Doesn't mean
that's what I wear. That's just what suits me.
Is that what you're wearing now?
Yeah, greens, browns, khakis. That's my color palette. He says, wearing the brightest uniform of all time.
You mean hipster color?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I get it. All right. Hey, we talked a little bit about it earlier. Damian Woody made a run at Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, the, let's say, embattled head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that I think it is fair to say for the second year in a row is disappointing their fans. Noted Philly fan James up in the chat. You can confirm or deny this for me, but I think the Eagles fans are pretty much over Nick Sirianni. I was shocked, to be honest, he kept his job this offseason after the hilarious falling apart of the Eagles last year. A team that was not just winning that division, was blowing that division's doors off, and then they dropped, what, 7 in a row to end the year? I mean, it was like New Orleans Saints levels
of
embarrassing. Shouldn't,
like, the quarterback get some blame for that?
Oh, he absolutely did. But also, that's a quarterback who went from, like, real, real good to suddenly tragic. Like, the fall off there was impressive. And when a team falls off that hard, it's going to come down on the coach. Well,
or it was a quarterback that was hidden by the stellar play of everyone around him, and then that dropped off, and then people saw what he really is.
I appreciate.
Which means he's all right.
Your dedication to defending Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni here. Sirianni should have lost his job. I mean, that's just it. The team, if nothing else, when the team falls apart, not just physically on the field, but chemically off of it.
I would just think if you are a Philadelphia coach and you're not yelling at the crowd and stuff, you'd probably be looked on like he's not one of us. That's an outsider down there. We need to get someone who gets us.
Nah, I mean, listen, Philly fans are the worst, except James. James is great. But Philly fans are the worst as a whole. I still have, and I have a reason for bringing this back up. I still have certain expectations of behavior out of leadership. And the head coach is the primary leader of on-field activities on Sundays. You know who else is a leader of the team? The owner. The owner. And one of the things that I give him credit for in years gone by, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, one of the things I have given him credit for in years gone by is that JJ has done a weekly radio hit on our Odyssey brother station, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, Texas. JJ has always done these weekly spots, and you know it's usually a state of the boys address. You know, he comes on and he gives his thoughts on the game that week and the game upcoming Sunday. And, you know, this is where a lot of the news about how the boys feel about Dak's contract and CeeDee Lamb's, contract struggles. That's where a lot of the news and information comes on. And JJ has, to his credit, JJ has many times at points in time where a lot of owners would back off, would disappear, would stop doing these media hits. To his credit, JJ continues to do them. And he did one yesterday, just a few days after the Dallas Cowboys got thoroughly embarrassed and lost their third home game at Jerry World in three tries. Jerry made his appearance. Well, I can say this. The two fellas hosting this show, we're asking JJ the tough questions. And I think it's fair because, as I have said, there is some level, I think, of responsibility for those of us in this job to act as the voice of the fans. Yeah, we're here to give you our thoughts, but our job is also to act as your voice, as the fiber optic cable that runs from you to the program and the program back to you. And I think there is some level of responsibility, to the chagrin of many of you as fans, to give our interpretations of what is being said. Because, and this may shock you, owners, GMs, head coaches, very rarely going to say something negative about the team that they own or pays them, right? Well, we're going to play a little game of hold up here. And we're going to play this little game of hold up because JJ did his radio spot, and it got a wee bit contentious. All right, hold up, JJ. So, number one, Jerraw. That's exactly what this is for. All right? Now, yes, Cowboys fans are focusing on the negative. Do you know why? Because you're 3-3, and you've lost three home games, games that they have given you money to come sit in your big, beautiful stadium and watch. And they didn't just lose. Two of those games, they gave up more than 40 points. They gave up 41 to New Orleans. They gave up 49? 47? Whatever it was, to Detroit this past weekend. The Detroit Lions. I'm not shocked. In a year especially that Dallas was like a top four shortest odds to go to the Super Bowl this year, which I didn't understand, by the way. I told you they were going to be maybe a game over 500 because they have Ferguson, Lamb, and what else? Ezekiel Elliott, the guy that already got cut from the program. I didn't have much hope. But the Dallas Cowboys fans, and granted, they do this every year. Cowboys fans had pretty lofty expectations this year. And part of the reason why, Jerraw, is because of you. You give them these expectations. You're the one that comes out every year and says, this is it. This is the year. We're back, baby. The boys are back. So when you go on a radio show, if you are going on this show, specifically that with the expectation that the hosts of the show are going to tell you how amazing you are. We love you, Jerry. Why? Why? If you were 6-0, and leading, hell, if you were 5-1 and leading this division and in a playoff spot right now and everybody was coming up at you, then yeah, sure. You could expect these guys to come on and go, Jerry, this is amazing. We're having so much fun. But you're not. You're 3-3. You're looking up at the Washington Commanders. Now, granted, that doesn't shock me. Your boys got a ticket out for them to win the division this year. But it shocks most people. You're looking up at Washington. This was supposed to be a year that Dallas had a pretty easy ticket to win the NFC East and make sure they had a playoff spot. And instead, you're 3-3 and you're getting your asses kicked at the house. In what world are these hosts supposed to have you on to kiss your butt? JJ. That's absolutely their job, bro. You're the owner / general manager. You literally make the decisions. And if the decisions look to be bad, it is not bad for the host of the show to go, hey, Gerard, why did you make these decisions that turned out to be bad? So that's exactly their job.
So you're trying to say that he has no control over what they're doing if this is a weekly hit, that he couldn't say, okay, I'm not taking any more phone calls from someone named Tyler.
Theoretically.
Yeah, of course. Tyler's just the first name that popped in my head.
Yeah, it's a generic name, right? Yeah. And if he was in doubt, like I'm not taking a call.
Usually Tylers are not, they're kind of punks. Not all Tylers.
Not all Tylers. Yeah. All right, hashtag not all Tylers. I want to come back to that, but I want to hold on, because I want to get to the end of this for exactly that reason. Yes, it is. By the way, was that not the most uncomfortable laugh you've ever heard in your life?
Yeah, because they're afraid they're going to get fired, because Jerry obviously has control over this radio show. Not this one, but the one that they're talking to.
105.7 the Fan, if I recall correctly, is the flagship station of the Dallas Cowboys, right? Which means that while Jerry doesn't own the station, it's an Odyssey station. These are coworkers of ours. I promise you, the amount of money that changes hands between the Cowboys and this station, it's enough money that Jerry Jones takes time out of his week every week to go on and do a segment. If Jerry Jones says, if y'all don't handle this interview the way that I want it handled, I'll find somebody who will. I'll find somebody different to do it. I do want to point out, that's a jackass move from Jerry Jones. If you don't want tough questions about the way the team's being run, then hire a general manager. But if you're going to be the general manager, you get general manager questions. And if you don't want them, don't threaten the livelihood and careers of the hosts who represent the fans. Either answer the questions, hire somebody else to GM for you, or don't do the hit every week. But this is a jackass move from Jerry Jones. Hands down, flat out.
It just sounds like what people in power do. I mean, it's not surprising to me.
You wonder why people are having an attitude shift in that department in this country. It's because people like Jerry go, you're not doing a thing I like by asking me questions about my scope of authority and decision-making power, and I don't like it. So instead of just answering the questions, and maybe have to acknowledge that I screwed up and I'm not good at this job, what I'm going to do instead is threaten you $40,000 a year radio host. I'm going to threaten your career, your livelihood.
That's kind of lofty. I mean,
they're in Dallas. Yeah, that's big time radio money.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's in Dallas, big time radio money. I'm going to threaten your career. I don't want to answer questions about my job and failure at it. I would rather threaten you. It's crap.
By the way,
Jerry,
you're right. Right away, they are uncomfortable. Like, oh crap, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's what that was. We're in trouble. That's not. Well, we're just going to come at them hard anyway. If that point, if you're in trouble, if you and I are doing this and we know we're in trouble, you might as well go all in. You know?
Hey, Jerry, it's your job and you are bad at it. Again, I go back to my favorite metaphor. I don't need to know how to cook a Michelin star meal to know that the one that you're cooking sucks, Jerry. I'm not saying that I have to provide a solution. I'm asking you if you recognize the bad stuff. That's
so,
all.
So you wouldn't calmly say, okay, Jerry, you gonna send the limo by to pick me up? I'm ready to go.
Here's what I'll say.
Let's do this.
Here's what I'll say. I already know he knows who I am. I already know that I'm on thin ice with Jerry Jones.
Right.
This is the part where, listen, I've told you guys a million times, Rob's not a, I'm not a confrontational guy. Okay. I avoid it. But when you bring the worst out of me, I get petty. Okay. Now, if you get me there, you screwed up. But I get real petty. That is 100% a spot where I go, well, Jerry, send on over the helicopter because I can't do it any worse than you. At this point, my job's over. My career's done. Or at least in Dallas it is. But yeah, I would have had a hard time not going, well, Jerry, I can't do worse than you. Why don't you send the helicopter? I'll take a crack at it.
Or, hey, make me GM for one day.
Yeah.
Let me show you how to how I, as a non-expert, would take care of
it. Yeah, because what you're doing ain't it, Gerald. Yes, yes, that's exactly what I think, Gerald. That's exactly what I think I'm going to do. Because the team's bad. Stop kissing ass, Jerry. Stop.
No, that was a move. That was a move to make on his part.
Stop.
Definitely a move to make.
Our fans are great.
You know they're all real mad too, Jerry. They're all real mad too. You're not going to smooth the way. You know, you want to know how you make things right with the fans, Jera? Make a better team, General Manager Jerry Jones.
I don't think it really
make
matters.
Make a better team.
It's Dallas. It's America's team.
I will fight you in the parking lot. It is Dallas's team. It is the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry. Jerry. For God's sakes, Jerry.
Do they have Yahoos in Dallas? I thought that was only a southern thing.
Well, technically,
Texas is south.
Jerry's an old Arkansas fella.
Okay.
He got Yahoos in Arkansas.
Yahoos.
You know how I know they got Arkansas Yahoos? Because we're listening to this. Not a short list, is it, Jerry? Isn't that the best? It's the media's fault. It ain't my fault as general manager. It's the media. Shut up. It's not the media's fault your team's 3-3 and failing to meet every expectation, Jerry. It's literally your fault. Well, I got these two yahoos with micro. I'm sorry. Did they sign the contracts for the players? Did they put the Mike McCarthy back in charge for another year? Did they have a falling out with Dak? No. Idiot, you did. God, that's my new life philosophy, Lonzo. Every time I do some dumbass stuff, I'm going to go, wait, babe. Idiot things can turn into good decisions.
Well, why do you automatically have to...
You know who I'm talking to in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
Yeah, well, you're doing a real crap job, Jerry.
All right, here's the thing. He got apologetic near the end. He realized he got snippy.
I'm being a butthole right now.
And listen, you don't think he realized that, and he calmed it down at the end.
He doesn't let you off the hook.
Yeah, but, you know.
I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do.
You know
who
it lets off the hook? Those two guys who thought they were getting fired. Now they're like, okay, we're good.
Dude, this is such a garbage phone call from Jerry Jones. You spend 70% of it acting like a world-class jerk. And then you go at the end, well, you know, sometimes idiot decisions turn into good things, so we're all good here, right?
Why did he turn into, well, never mind. What's this kind of?
A George W. Bush caricature?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
You know, I'm just out here trying to make good decisions, and I know some of them are stupid. And I know that I'm literally the only one who's allowed to make these decisions. But the results of the decisions, they're random blind luck. If Jerry Jones wasn't the general manager, he'd have been fired 5 years ago. But yeah, it's the radio guy's fault, Jerry. It's the morning show host on 105.3's fault that your team sucks, Jerry. Idiot. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. It is the Upstate's favorite Halloween tradition. It is Mad World, and they are open and ready to scare you now. Off of I-385, exit 35 near Piedmont, Mad World is voted annually one of the top 10 haunted attractions in America, voted annually the number one haunted attraction in South Carolina, and you will find out why. With over a mile and a half of haunted houses and trails that have more actors, more scenes, more props, more effects than ever before, it is a Halloween experience you must see to believe. But it is so much more than just that. They have mini golf. They have axe throwing. They have bonfires. They have food and drink. They have music. It is not just a haunted attraction. It is a Halloween party you will be talking about for a very, very long time. So pack up the family, take them over, and celebrate the spooky season with Mad World. Go to madworldattractions.com today to get your tickets. madworldattractions.com. It's the Upstate's favorite spooky season tradition. It's the 2024 edition of Mad World.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll give you a hint about life. For you youngsters out there, listen to Uncle Rob here for just a minute. I'm about to give you some life advice that's going to save you.
Listen to the guy with the Target on his shirt.
I like Target.
No, I get it. It's a nice kit, as you would say.
No, it's a shirt.
Okay, whatever.
Kits when you got the shorts and everything.
Well, they can't see if you got those on or not.
Right, but then it makes me sound like a full kit wanker.
That has some weird sounds to it. I don't think I'd ever say that again. It just looks like punch me here.
That's the dude who shows up to the game and he's like wearing the full soccer kit. Nobody wants to be that guy. You wear the shirt. Wearing the shirt's great.
All right, so you're confusing me. So you cannot wear the soccer shorts and the whole thing?
Yeah, then you're that. I mean, I feel like it's okay to say the thing I said, but now you got me questioning it.
No, it's just, I mean, it's how you
It's
hurt.
Just a dork move.
Yeah, okay.
All right. It's just a dork move.
But why? So you can wear the jersey, but you can't wear the shorts and the jersey.
Yeah, that's a dork move. Don't be a dork.
Man, I'm glad you're not the real fashion police.
Yes, boy. Listen to Uncle Rob, kids. If you find yourself in a position where you are working with someone for whoops, everyone else around them screws up, and they just never do, if you ask them. If you find yourself working, whether it is in a school group project or maybe you got a job after school and you go and that guy that is over there running, you know, whatever part of the job that he runs, it just seems like every time a customer is unhappy.
Or maybe it's an afternoon host.
Or maybe it's an afternoon show host, whatever.
I mean, you never know.
If
just throwing that out there.
Find yourself working with someone who is not capable of saying, that's my bad. I got it wrong. I screwed up. I was supposed to be there. I was supposed to do that. I pushed the wrong button. I had the wrong time, whatever. If you find yourself working, I don't care if it is the owner of the business. I don't care if it's your coworker, your manager. I don't care if it's your friend. If you find yourself working with someone who is never capable of going, that's my bad. That's on me.
Yeah, Rob and I have a problem because we both try to take blame for something. No, it can't be your fault. It's my fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's absolutely my fault.
Listen, I found early in my career, I found early in my professional life, and this is a lesson that I got from my old man, and it is one that I repeatedly remind myself. Being able to look someone in the face and go, I screwed up. That's on me. I made a mistake. Will get you a hell of a lot further than walking around with your nose up your own butt, blaming everybody else for every problem. Now, that's not to say if somebody else screws up, you can hold them accountable too. But if you are not holding yourself accountable, don't be shocked when people start to do it for you. Texter said, how do some people get so rich? It makes me sick. Jerry needs to disappear from the NFL. Here's the worst part. Jerry Jones is the most powerful person in the NFL. Hands down, bar none. He is more powerful than Roger Goodell. Okay? The decisions, whenever you hear Roger Goodell come out, And Roger Goodell says, as he did last weekend, the reality of an international Super Bowl is realistic. please know that as much as I am more than happy to Vince Carter-style dunk on Roger Goodell, I am also very aware that these decisions are coming from NFL owners, okay? Roger Goodell does not unilaterally make decisions on behalf of the NFL. Roger Goodell is, as I have said many times over the years, Roger Goodell doesn't even, forget unilaterally make decisions. Roger Goodell doesn't make decisions. Roger Goodell dictates decisions, right? The owners say, we want this. It's Goodell's job to A, go figure out how to make that happen, and B, convince the fans that, yeah, you might hate it, but it's actually a good thing. And Jerry Jones is at the forefront of that. So y'all, I don't like Dallas Cowboys fan. Man, this is just a show where Rob Brown's going full.
Yeah, you are absolutely getting that email.
I like, as I said with Philly fans, I'll say the same thing for Dallas fans. I like individual Dallas fans. All right. I work for one and with another. There's two of them on the Fan Upstate team. I like them as individuals. I like them as people. Dallas fans as a fan base, and I think both of the Dallas fans in and around this station would agree with this. Dallas fans are the most entitled fan base in America. I mean that. Can you think of a more entitled fan base than the Cowboys? Because I can't. I can't. According to the Cowboys, the Super Bowl every year should be the Cowboys and somebody else. But Jerry Jones is doing such a bang-up job as the general manager right now that I feel bad for Dallas Cowboys fans. Because I'll tell you right now, if Mickey Loomis, who is the GM, along with Jeff Ireland of the New Orleans Saints, if Mickey Loomis came out today and did what Jerry Jones did on the radio yesterday, bro, I'd be out to fight that man on sight. Like on sight, I'd be ready to scrap. All right? Now, Mickey Loomis is doing, I'm sorry to say, because he's done a very good job in years gone by, a not great job. I am still trying to figure out how in the world the New Orleans Saints decided to hook their cart up with career 30% winner Dennis Allen. How's that guy still in charge, right? The Saints are who we thought they were. We had a nice little fun run out of the gate, and now we've come back to the to crashing down or cratering. And Mickey Loomis is one of the guys, one of the reasons that we find ourselves in this predicament. But you know what Mick's not doing? He's not going on the radio and saying, well, this is the media's fault. No, it's not. Because Jarrah, unless you have been inviting the media to come into the meetings and decide contracts you're going to sign and terms you're going to approve and yada, 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 it's your fault. You have made this grant. Jerry Jones once said, and I want to say it was like this past offseason, but Jerry, rightfully so, was being asked questions about his role as the general manager. And Jarrah said, nobody can do what I am doing. Jerry, there are 32 National Football League teams, and you're the only one, unless I'm getting this wrong, that the owner is the general manager by himself or herself. There are other teams, am I right, Carolina Panthers, where the owner is involved. And there are plenty, am I right, Carolina Panthers, I think, until this year, where the owner had a yes man as the general manager. But you're the only one where the owner is the general manager. And so for this man to get on the phone and blame two radio hosts for the you know, we'd be, do you think the Dallas Cowboys would be doing better if the 105.7 the Fan morning crew would just be nicer? Do you think the Cowboys would not be getting blown out and have the Detroit Lions running offensive linemen as wide receivers because they're so far up in the game that it's a joke to them if those guys would just be nicer? Do you think if they got on the horn and said, Jerry, my goodness, I hope I can be you when I grow up. You dress nicely. Remember, this is the same Jerry Jones, Lonzo, that a week ago landed his helicopter in the middle of a Cowboys practice like he was the bad guy from a major league movie. That guy. And he's got the audacity not only to retain himself as general manager, not only to land his helicopter on the middle of a practice, an active practice field to remind everybody just how rich and powerful he is, but then he gets on the radio and he blames the radio host for how bad the team that he owns, operates, and runs is. Dude, I at this point feel bad for Dallas fans. I didn't mean to turn this into a whole separate segment, but I couldn't. I couldn't not. We wrap it up next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob, the great man Lonzo with you. Wrapping up the show. Got a few more minutes here, and then we'll ask what the X is going on and call it a day. We were talking earlier in the show about the fact, well, we were off the air. Join us on the live stream, by the way. Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate. The Fan Upstate on YouTube. The Rob Brown Show on YouTube or on Twitch. We would love to have you. We do all 4 hours live, all 5 days of the week, and some other times, too. We were talking earlier, we were on a break about an hour ago, and I stretched, you know, just stretched the back. It's the morning, and I'm not a morning person. Got a, you know, big stretch. And something in my back popped so loudly that Lonzo heard it from the other side of the room over the radio, all right? Like the speakers in the building that we have playing the station when we're on break. Lonzo heard it over that. And he looked at me and he said, that was so loud the AARP heard it. Which is fair, and I'm sure I'll be going home to find a solicitation from the Association for the Advancement of Retired Peoples in my mailbox, for sure. I want you to know, I feel better reading this story. 26-year-old Nigerian striker Victor Adeboyeho, soccer player.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, soccer player. Okay. Plays for the Bolton Wanderers, which I actually really like as a team name, the Wanderers. That's good. Bolton Wanderers striker Victor Adeboyeho had to miss some time recently. Lonzo, he was injured. It kept him out of an English Football League trophy match a couple of weeks back. A statement from League One club manager Ian Evatt told local newspaper The Bolton News, quote, Victor has been suffering with a nasty back injury. And a sneeze set it off. He felt a bit of a crack in between his ribs, and we are hopeful it is just cartilage or muscular issue, but until we've had a good look at the scan, we won't know. Now, Victor is a powerful man, and even his sneezes are powerful. He went on to say, quote, I have to start taking a long look at myself when players start getting injured sneezing. That's just the way things seem to be going at the moment. We have to deal with it. I'm just going to say, I have reached the point in my lifetime where, though, I've had this happen. I've had this exact scenario happen where I sneeze and I am incapacitated for a few minutes. I have had the situation happen where I sneeze and breathing becomes a labor for a few minutes.
He is a powerful man. His sneezes, all powerful.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I also like to turn things that I've done wrong into, no, actually, I did. I'm like Jerry Jones. Even idiot decisions can lead to good things.
All right. So people who are listening aren't privy to this knowledge, but you and Chris Evans sneeze louder than anyone on the planet.
We have very powerful
sneezes. So I am very surprised that neither one of you have been hurt major after a sneeze.
Oh, I have been. I'll give you one quick story. About a year ago, had a buddy of mine coming up to visit, spending the weekend. We were just kind of hanging out. And we got up on, I remember it very well, Saturday morning, off season, non-college football season. Wish it would have happened in college football. Gave me a reason to stay on the couch. Buddy of mine came up, was staying with us for a weekend, Saturday morning, and we had plans. We were going to go up to Asheville for the day. We were going to go hit some of the local breweries and distilleries up there. All right, we were going to have a nice little day. Me, my buddy, and my, at the time, fiance, sitting on the couch Saturday morning. I ripped a sneeze, great one. I ripped a sneeze that I physically went, after it was over. Something in my, on the right side in my back, something in the same area popped. And I felt it. Not like, you know how you crack your back and you kind of can feel like the, when your back pops. I genuinely was like, oh, well, guess I'm having surgery or I'm dying. One or the other. Don't know which one yet. It hurt so bad. I was sitting on the right side of the couch. It hurt so bad, I could not spin to lay down on the couch to try to rest it off. I couldn't move. I was locked into that spot. I sneezed so hard, I broke something. So I'm just going to say that I guess I feel a little bit better as a then 30, well, I guess I was I'm still 39. As a 39-year-old man, I feel better that a sneeze incapacitated me now that a 26-year-old world-class international football star had to miss a championship match in his League One match, his League One team. Like, I guess that makes me feel a little better. I had a day a week ago that I slept on my, I either slept on my pillow the wrong way or at some point my head came off the pillow at night. And when I got up in the morning, I had to physically grab my head and twist it like a Halloween costume, a Halloween prop. I had to force my neck to bend, to be able to bend. My neck, just to be able to look around. It was like locked sideways, like I was a confused puppy who was just asked if I wanted to go on a walk. Head was just locked, and I had to push it back into place just to be able to twist my head back around. The point here that I'm making here is when athletes tell you they're banged up, believe them, because weird injuries happen, all right? I have sneezed myself into a full day on the couch, and I have had to manually unlock my own neck because I slept the wrong way. And I'm not claiming that I'm a world-class athlete. I'm very clearly not. If I was a world-class athlete, I would be doing a sports instead of talking about a sports. But I am not by any way, shape, or means like that out of shape. All right. I can still jump on the stair stepper. Mm-hmm. I can still go lift up 40 or 50 J's. Like, I'm good. Jump shots. I can still go run up and down for a few minutes with the boys on the basketball court. I'm not in awful shape, but I'm not a world-class soccer player, and they're being taken out by sneezes.
I just want to say, if you have a problem like that, like your neck getting stuck, I can help you out.
No, thank you. I think I'd rather just be stuck. All right?
Just trying to be friendly.
Lonzo threw a bow to the back of my neck yesterday like we had a WrestleMania challenge on the line. No, I'm good.
I was very disappointed that I couldn't get the right impact in there.
Disagree! Disagree that you did not or that you should be disappointed in it. All right?
Well, I mean, the artistry that is wrestling, if you were viewing it from the outside and not the person receiving the bow, you probably would say, yeah, you could have came with a little more force.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm glad. And by the way, hilarious that you decided to do it when there were no supervisors in the room. I see your game plan.
Photographer set that whole thing up. That wasn't me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't do that.
No, what he said was, stand next to him and put your elbow on on his shoulder. What you heard was, put your elbow through his spine. No need. Hey, Dennis Allen just said that the Saints defense is going to get better, quote, because of my track record, end quote. What?
Has that defense been pretty good year after year? I'm just asking.
It was actually surprisingly good last year. And that's all well and good. We were, what, 7-9 last year? Or 7-7?
You can have a really good defense and have a horrible offense and lose a lot of games. It is possible.
No. Our defense stinks this year. And DA, if you were the defensive coordinator, I'd feel a lot better about this. Do you judge Lonzo? Here's a question I actually meant to ask you earlier in the
show.
Never. Okay, well, now we all know he's lying. Do you judge, great one? Do you judge head coaches more thoroughly based on their the performance of their side of the football, right?
So, like Andy Reid. Yeah, I get you.
Right,
yeah.
Offensive guy. Todd Bowles, defensive guy. Jim Harbaugh, defensive guy. Do you look at those teams and when their side of the football stinks, be like, okay, this is your line of demarcation?
You know, I did for a while, but I've heard a lot of talk, especially like from what Chip Kelly was saying, that basically you're a manager and you're not really doing what you do as a coordinator. So I think, if anything, you judge them on their choice of coordinator.
Okay.
That maybe they should have picked somebody better if they actually had a hand in the picking of their coordinator. But I don't think I judge them the same way I used to.
Okay. I thought about it earlier this morning when Dennis Allen said the defense will get better because of my track record. Because Dennis Allen, again, I think Dennis Allen's a fine defensive coordinator, but the defense stinks right now. I mean, I got guys out there missing tackles. Like it's elementary school. Like it's schoolyard pickup ball. Make a tackle. Tackle. It's the number one thing defenders do. Tackle. Yeah, whatever. Let's do that thing. I done ticked myself off to end the show.
I'll say every time you paused and I thought it was time, then you just kept talking. It was weird.
Because I realized I was talking about Dennis Allen and I've got plenty to say.
All right, the first thing that's axing is Bronny.
Preseason NBA taking place right now. We are a week away from opening day. The Lakers, actually, I think we are 6 days away from their opening day. I think they start play on either Monday or Tuesday. Charlotte first game next Wednesday if you're going to be following the Hornets this year. I do not envy you. Actually, I think they're going to be better this year. Whatever. Point is, preseason underway. Bronny James has been out there running around for the Lakers purple and gold. And he's not good. Yeah, I think he can be good. I think he can develop. I think you can see
a highlight where he made a layup. I mean, you know.
Remember earlier when we were talking about the fact that I'm not in shape, I'm a shape, but like I'm not out of shape. I right now could go, I don't know, 10 for 10 on layups today, right now. No warm-ups, could go 10 for 10 on layups. That's not it. What I also saw was Bronny shooting like 23% and clanging up a lot. I'm not anti-Bronny. In fact, I'm very pro-Bronny. I hope he makes it. I hope he figures it out. I like the kid. He seems to be a hard worker. He went through so much when he was at USC. I'm pulling for him because I pull through stories of adversity. But it's more about the fact that while you did it for Bron, and while it is, I'm happy for Bron gets to play with his boy, I can't imagine a way that a dad could be more thrilled about it. The problem is it's making the Lakers worse to do that.
Well, it's still preseason. We'll see how much he actually plays in the real season. And if they can get that vaunted midseason championship again.
How much sway do you think Bron has over JJ? Remember, like, there's the whole conspiracy theory. JJ's only got this job because he's podcast bros with Bron, and Bron said to the Lakers, hey, this is the guy we want. Do you think he did that? Like, hey, JJ, I will get you the Lakers job, the most prestigious job in the NBA. I will get you that job if you draft and play my kid. Do you subscribe to that at all? You tinfoil cap in that one?
I think it's a possibility, but in the end, I think winning is the most important thing for LeBron. And if it means, hey, sit my son down, we need to win games, I think he would do that. The next thing that's axing is Stephanie Vaquer.
I got nothing.
All right. She is because you're behind on your wrestling, she was a big-time indie wrestler, showed up last week.
Okay.
Her entrance is amazing to the point to where she came out. She has horns on her head, and I don't know how they did it, but the horns come out like devil horns, and it's what she did to Ren Sinclair. I actually sent you the video. It's not good. Well, it's good if you're a fan of her.
Did you see Rhea get dropped on the back of her head onto Tiffy Time's high heel?
Yeah, well, that probably didn't hurt her. Oof. All right, the next thing that's Xing is...
Didn't, because she's muscle mommy.
Yeah, I know, including on her head. The next thing that's Xing is Russell Wilson.
You're rude, you know that? You're rude.
And Tiffy's annoying. We know, Bailey told us.
Tiffy Time. The Justin Fields is trending right now because the...
I said Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is trending right now. Either one. They're both trending for the same reason. Because the rumor is that the Steelers are considering going back to Russell Wilson despite the fact that Justin Fields is playing. Again, he's playing good enough. Not a great passer yet. Good runner. And behind that offensive line, you better learn how to run. But the Steelers are considering making a shift back to Russell Wilson. And
can't be back to because it never was. The thing is, I just want to say really quick, I think Tomlin's trolling. Have you seen the smile on his face? I hope he's just messing with Russell Wilson. I hope he doesn't like Russell Wilson and never plays him and just teases this every single week.
I don't think he is. I don't think he is. I think, as I said preseason, I think it is Russ's job, and I do not think they are going to say you don't get your job back due to injury.
If he gets in and he loses, what happens?
No, it was his job. He literally came out of camp as QB1, and then he lost it because he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get the start. Question is, will he outperform despite the fact that he's playing behind five wet paper towels of an offensive line?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. Hey, that's it for us. Y'all be good. We're back tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.